Roosevelt Farm Lane Trail. Pursuing the President.
It was easy to get lost on the Roosevelt Farm roads, which is exactly what the President had in mind as he led the Secret Service escorts there every chance he could to elude their perpetual vigilance. Off he would go, deftly navigating down single tracks, taking you and the security force in full pursuit, only to lose him, leaving FDR free to enjoy the tranquility of his plantation in private. These roads were constructed in such a way that FDR could travel deep into the woods to observe the work being done to maintain his plantations. He drove a specially designed automobile that was outfitted with hand controls for ease of operation. Here to tell you more are Francesca Urban and Dave Hayes from the National Park Service.
FDR's car was a 1936 Ford Phaeton. It was a dark blue color, and it had hand controls, because after the polio, obviously, he couldn't use his legs. It had levers on the left that he used to control the clutch and the pedal and the brake. And he also had a very unique feature, which was on the right side of the steering column, I believe, there was a little box that gave him a lighted cigarette. It just popped out a lighted cigarette whenever he needed it, which is a very, very unique feature.
FDR was not known as a particularly cautious or careful driver, and he knew these roads like the back of his hand. He'd grown up on this property. They explored all the woods here, so he was very familiar with it. And driving through with his car, he was often known for trying to elude the Secret Service, who, of course, had to stay with him at all times. And this hairpin curve was probably a good place to try to lose him. It was a game.
And I'm sure that he was thrilled that finally he was free to go out on his own whenever he wanted, and he loved it. So he was out in that car every day of his life. In some way, shape, or form, he would be going somewhere.
FDR's car, his Ford, can be found in the Presidential Library Museum in Hyde Park, just adjacent to the Roosevelt home.
Whenever the president sought solitude, he would retreat to his Hyde Park woods, the car connecting him to the trees he loved. The restorative power of nature, the forests of pine and their wildlife, rekindled his spirit and rejuvenated him to face the very public life he was forced to lead.